right from the get-go. We welcome in Easy Ticket Mike for Sports Shorts. I'm sure he's disappointed as the Nuggets roll over the Mavericks 124-110. They move on in the playoffs, capping the West for the first time since 1985. I thought I was misreading that. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. My Mavs got knocked out tonight, but of course I didn't, you know, Denver's just a lot better team than the Mavs are. I'm a Mavs fan and I didn't like the officiating, but that's another story.
Yeah, that's true. I think particularly in the last game, they got ripped off a foul that wasn't called that should have been called when they had a ridiculous amount of fouls, 61 called in the whole game that set things up. It was actually the game before that. Then, of course, the Mavs came back, but they couldn't do it this time around. But I think ultimately you're right. Denver was a better team. Chauncey Billups was a huge difference maker with Carmelo Anthony, and unfortunately for Dallas fans, as we're a national show, but people are listening to us in Dallas on KVCE, and we talked to Mike Fisher last week from DallasBasketball.com, and I'm sure there's some disappointed people, but the playoffs roll on, and you and I both seem to think that the Cavaliers were going to be there and the Lakers were going to be there in the end. Do you still stick with that prediction?
Well, I'm looking at Denver probably being in it. Yeah, in the series, the Lakers and Denver, the Lakers won 3 out of 4 games during the season. But Denver's looking really strong right now. I think that the Lakers, they're having trouble with Houston right now, and Houston doesn't even have Yao Ming playing.
Yeah, boy, no kidding.
Yeah, so. The Lakers have to go back to Houston tomorrow. I expected Houston to get knocked out when they announced that Ming had broken his foot and wasn't going to play, but they came back and tied the series up. And so the Rockets could come back and win that series, but I think it's possibly they may win tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting thing to watch, and this is when it gets really good. You start to pare it down, whittle it down, and things, one call the wrong way or, too many turnovers in the other direction, and things certainly change. We should say, of course, you can go to easy-ticket.com to pick up tickets to any of the playoff games, doesn't matter how far along they are, whether it be in hoops or on the ice with hockey. So here we are in the conference finals, baby. How about the Penguins knocking out the Capitals? They blew them away. I was surprised. The game sevens.
They had a really big scoring game. They beat the Caps tonight 6-2.
Yeah.
And, Bill Guerin, he got a shot right off going into the second period. He was one of my favorites when he was with the Stars. And speaking of the Stars, they announced today that Madonna's coming back for his 20th year with the Stars organization.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that actually the other day. He happens to be, believe it or not, Easy Ticket Mike on my Facebook. And so they had a little pre-announcement about that. But that's big because Madonna is so, I mean, no matter what, he is so, so popular. Hands down, he's the most popular star, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was disappointed that they didn't make it into the playoffs this year. And I think that's one of the reasons he's coming back. Plus, he's getting a little bit over $2 million, so. That's another reason to come back.
Yeah, that would give you an incentive, wouldn't it? I guess I'll stay for another season. Sure, why not? Hey, speaking of things related to Dallas, how about the? And this is, there's a lot of fans, of course, even across the country. As I traveled with the Cowboys, I saw they're like rock stars, and they still are. It's a team that people either love or they hate outside of Dallas. But the Cowboys couldn't get naming rights for their brand new $1 billion stadium, so they're going to call it Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Yeah, it's that sounds logical though.
Absolutely, because what can you do? It's tough economically. So many people, you know, the unemployment's almost 9%, Mike, and money's tight all the way around. So, of course, corporations to pony up big money, eventually down the line it'll happen, but you got to go with the whole Cowboy Stadium thing now because you're not going to be able to slop naming rights on it.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do that with Easy Ticket, but speaking of Cowboy Stadium, George Strait's going to be the first headlining act, and then I think the next one's the Jonas Brothers. They're in.
Ooh.
You know, they're both sold out right now. George Strait, I mean, that's a big stadium, but it's he's a big star, and he's gonna be playing here soon. So
yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, speaking of the NFL, before we know it, because here we are already in May. Pretty soon they already have mini camps that are opening up. We'll be into training camps, and then before you know it, we'll be into preseason action, and then the regular season starting in September. Will you have tickets to a lot of the games across the country?
Yeah, I've got some really good seats. Well, for the Cowboys, coming up, but I've got seats for pretty much any game that they're looking for. We've got access to over 80,000. Different events at any given time, so or 80,000 mm-hmm. tickets, and so it's we can get tickets to pretty much anything.
All right, so anybody listening to us in anywhere, Connecticut, wherever it might be, Illinois, or we have a brand new affiliate, Easy Ticket, Mike, News Talk 1490 WVBG, Vicksburg, Mississippi. I like that area. I've been to Jackson, Mississippi, which is just a stone throw away. I had a lot of fun in Jackson. Absolutely. Hey, Easy Ticket, Mike, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you have a good evening, Kate.
You too. And sadly, yep, the playoffs roll on without certainly the Dallas Mavericks, but the fans in Denver are absolutely pumped up, and that's the way it goes. Hey, you know, some teams make it in, and then sometimes a bad call goes one way or the other. Not a bad call here. We're going to tell you how you can make money if you're